Florida Governor Charlie Crist says he wants to use as much as $8 billion of federal stimulus money to plug up holes in the state budget over the next couple of years, but some Republicans say that's not the way to go. Wayne Garcia is the political editor of Creative Loafing, the Tampa Bay area's alternative news weekly. He spoke about this issue and others on the eve of the legislative session.
He's going to have to use some political capital. I mean, Charlie Crist is one of those guys who is not a hardball player behind the scenes. He's got to figure out a way to get these Republicans. And, you know, part of it is, I'm sure, a deeply felt ideological difference between the moderate, pragmatic governor and some of these conservatives, especially in the House. But I think what's really driving the Republicans in this matter is anytime they sense an opportunity to scale back the size of government, even if it's because of a hard times and that, they're going to try to take that opportunity because they know that Democrats will take every opportunity they can to, you know, upsize, at least in their mind, to upsize the size of government. So I think it'll play out. I mean, I think they will take the stimulus money, but I think it's very possible that House and Senate could also say, we're going to prepare for 2-3 years out when the stimulus money runs out by beginning to pare back some government programs and government spending now. So I don't think he'll get his entire budget. He may get all of the stimulus dollars put in there, but he won't get his entire budget. And I think then the other fight that he's got to fight is he's still looking for an agreement with the Seminole Indian tribe on casino gambling, and that is a very big deal that the legislature does not seem to be in favor of. Even in tough times like this, they don't seem to want to take that money. Whether they're going to change their mind and attitude on it, that is a recurring revenue stream. It'll be there forever because people are going to gamble forever. So that's another thing that he's got to figure out, how to horse trade all of those things. That's a tough task for Charlie Crist. He's a good politician, but I'm not sure he's been in this position ever before in his life.
Also, we've heard a lot in the last couple of months about taxes being on the table. I think Jeff Atwater has talked about that. We'll put on the table. We don't know where Credo is on this. At least I don't. But whether it's on cigarettes or talking about bottled water now or the exemptions, it looks like we may, you know, have some tax increases. Do you think that might happen, or is it just a lot of talk?
No, I don't think it's a lot of talk. I think they are looking for other fairly painless tax increases, and one of those they see is cigarettes. I think, you know, cigarettes are so demonized and the tobacco industries are so demonized that I think that's an easy one for them to look at, and there seems to be the support for that. Bottled water tax is a little more problematic for them because there is this argument that the bottled water companies make, as someone who once worked for a bottled water company doing public affairs issues, I know for a fact in the polling, there is some mileage to this that, you know, why would you tax this bottled water and not tax, you know, a can of Coca-Cola that takes the same water? It just happens to go a longer distance and through some pipes. So that's a tougher issue. And then I think the tougher part of that one, though, also is there's some high-ranking Republicans, certainly in the House. Will Weatherford would be one of them, who that's his district where they take a lot of Zephyr Hills water that people drink, Zephyr Hills bottled water. And they take that out. It's a very little amount of money on a tax, and if they can sell that it's less than a penny on a bottle, then I think it'll go. But you know, Nestle Waters for one, and all of the big water bottlers are going to fight like crazy, and I think they'll have a better chance at holding off that tax than the tobacco lobby will.